A barge carrying 140,000 gallons of aviation fuel and 5,800 gallons of gasoline is adrift in the Bering Strait, 11 miles north of the community of Wales. Wales is located right at what is known as the choke point, the 25-mile distance of water between Little Diomede Island and Wales. From KNOM in Nome, Lorelei Kanin has the story.
Early last night, the crew of the 82-foot Sinuk, belonging to Crowley Maritime Corporation, one of the main fuel suppliers to Northwest Alaska, reported that while towing the barge, the line attached to it broke free in heavy weather, with seas up to 15 feet. Public Affairs Specialist for the U.S. Coast Guard, Petty Officer 3rd Class Jonathan Lally, says the tug has not been able to reestablish a tow as of this afternoon. There were reports of winds up to 27 miles per hour and 12 to 15 foot seas. The crew is waiting for calmer weather to reconnect the tug with the barge. A Hercules C-130 flew over the barge this morning to assess the situation, and the Coast Guard said in a release the barge is expected to pass within 8 miles of Fairway Rock, a small granite island between Wales and Little Diomede. Now, there's been talk of the Coast Guard establishing a port in northern Alaska due to the increase in ship traffic. That presence would help in situations like this. Officer Lally says usually in places like California, a cutter would respond and assist.
Due to the remote areas of Alaska, it makes it difficult to get there in such a timely manner for a vessel because of such the large area that they would have to cover.
One of the many who would be grateful for an increased Coast Guard presence is Wenton Wayupuk Jr. of Wales. He works as an environmental specialist for the native village of Wales and says if that 145,000 gallons of fuel happens to spill in the Bering Strait, people would be worried about the harm it could do to their food source. He said in some households, 75% of the food families eat is what is now known as subsistence food, ogruk, seals, walrus, fish, whales, caribou, berries, greens, and the list goes on. The type of food that is gathered changes with the seasons.
At this time, people are gathering clams that wash ashore on the beach here, and I'm sure all that oil, if it spilled, would affect the clams and make people sick if they ate it.
And that is just one food type that he's worried would be affected by a large spill. Meanwhile, the Sinuk remains adrift. Crowley Maritime has sent a second tug, the Siku, and that vessel is on site. Again, U.S. Coast Guard Officer Jonathan Lally.
The Coast Guard takes pollution very seriously, and with the potential that the barge could run aground, the Coast Guard is working with and monitoring the Crowley tug crew as they attempt to reestablish the tow in safer weather conditions and to make sure that when the tug crew can reestablish the tow, that they're able to.
Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.